I took a short trip last week. I was out a few days at the end of the week for a beach trip with my family and my sister's family. And when my sister and I were kids, our family would take one vacation every year. And my dad and mom always made it a point to somehow, some way get us to the beach. That was our family trip, usually every May. As soon as school was out, we would go to Port Aransas or Corpus Christi. We had relatives in Corpus, so we would stay with them for a few years. In fact, on this trip, my sister and I were going over all the places that we stayed down there. We stayed with my aunt and uncle a few years in Corpus. One year, my dad had a business convention, Padre Island, and so we went on the company dime that year. And then the other years, we would stay in Port Aransas at various locations, little cottages. And then later, as my dad started doing a little better, maybe a nicer condo or something like that. But even when times were tough, he always tried to get us to the beach just for one family beach vacation a year. And it was the highlight of our year. We were giddy about it months before, and then we had the best time. Although my sister and I were talking as my wife and I were lathering up our 3-year-old daughter in sunblock, my sister and I were laughing about how it was borderline child abuse that our parents just let us sit out. We had no tent or umbrella or anything, would just put us out there on a towel in the sun with no sunblock on all day long.
Yeah, you just burn and peel and then get a good base.
Yes.
That's kind of how it worked.
Yes.
Right.
And we would get the worst sunburns. Yeah. I mean, blistered up, and you'd have to then wear a shirt the next day. It was awful. That's what our parents did to us.
Yeah, I remember I had never experienced the beach as a kid growing up in the cornfields of the Midwest. But after Ruth and I were married a year or so in my mid-20s, she had an aunt and uncle who lived in Daytona. And that's the first time I'd ever seen the big water. And mm-hmm. To this day, I remember how awe-inspiring it was and still is. But I also remember, and I was not a little kid at the time, I also remember the sunburn the next day and how it felt, because it was a different type of intensity of the sun. But man, there's nothing like being around that type of water, I think.
Yeah, we were coming from the cornfields of Oklahoma City.
Right.
And we used to play a game, you know, who could see the water first when you get down that drive down through Carn City and Seguin, and you get on the side highway that went straight down to Aransas Pass and then Port Aransas. And we were always, you know, wanted to be the first one in the car to see the ocean. And then when you finally saw it, it was so amazing.
And running down to the water,
yes,
through the sand.
And my dad would always roll down the window so we could breathe in the salt air.
You bet.
Yeah, and smell the decaying sea lion carcasses.
Yeah.
And
he was very big on the salt air, and the salt water cures everything. If you had any kind of ailment, he would claim the salt water cured it.
That's very 1880s to 1940.
Yes. Or breathe in the salt air, and that
would
cure
it. Take the cure at a
right.
resort establishment.
So when my mom passed away and then my dad moved to Dallas, which was circa, you know, 2015 or so, I can't quite remember. But our family beach time down in Galveston, because my parents lived down there for a long time, it kind of came to an end. So we weren't taking family beach vacations anymore. And a couple of years ago, my sister called and said, we need to start this family tradition back, especially now that you have a young one. Her kids are now grown. But she said, let's all meet somewhere. Let's pick a new beach. Let's venture out. And so last year, we started this tradition up again. And we left it up to her kids to pick the beach. And so they zeroed in on the 30A stretch of the Florida Panhandle. And so we went last year, and we loved it, and we decided to go again this year. So you fly into the Northwest Florida Beaches Airport, which is in Panama City.
Right.
Little airport. I love little airports. When we go to Cowboys Camp and fly into Santa Barbara,
oh,
you go to
best.
Some of these little mountain towns, and they've got a 4-gate airport. Yeah. I just love it. And this airport has, I think, 9 gates. Always packed, and somehow, I guess because I'm a Texan, I have chosen my two favorite now and common vacation destinations are the Florida Panhandle beaches and the New Mexico mountains where all of Texas goes.
Right.
Those two spots. Couldn't believe how many Texas license plates we saw driving up and down that Highway 30A. And of course, when you go to Santa Fe or Taos or Red River, Angel Fire, it's all Texans. So I'm falling into that stereotypical Texas vacationer as I go to these two spots now. But I love them. They're great.
It is beautiful. And we fell into that stereotypical Texan thing when our girls were younger, too. We spent a lot of time and beaches around there, and there's a reason why so many people go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Growing up, going to the Texas beaches, and I know you spend a lot of time down the Texas coast as well.
Love Galveston. I know. Sorry, Charles Barkley, but I love Galveston.
I love it too. It's an incredible city with the history, and I love the Texas beaches. They are an acquired taste, but having grown up going to the Texas beaches, I'm okay with the brownish water and the brown sand, and there's a feeling and an atmosphere about a Texas beach in Galveston with all the history that I still love to this day. But when you go to these beaches in Florida on the Panhandle called the Emerald Coast, and it's got the green water and it's clear, you can see your feet.
Yep.
It's pretty special, and the white sand, the beaches there are spectacular.
Yeah, they really are. And we spent quite a bit of time there when the kids were younger. But I appreciate both types.
Yeah.
To your point, and I love the convenience, the relative convenience of Galveston as well. But I can see why your family would have settled on these beaches for your new tradition.
When we went a year ago, and our daughter was two, she didn't really have much interest in the ocean. There was a tide pool kind of behind the sand dunes where all the little kids were playing, and we called that baby water, and she loved baby water.
Right.
And I took her last year to the edge of the ocean, and we sat there and we were just kind of letting the surf, you know, barely reach our feet, and then it goes back out, and she was okay with that till a big wave came in and splashed her in the face, and then she wanted nothing to do with that was called special water. She wanted to leave special water and go back to baby water. And she also said that special water was too loud for her with the waves crashing. But another year, and she's grown up now, and she was all about special water. She wanted to go in. We would play this game where I would hold her kind of down low, and then when a wave would come, I'd lift her up, and she'd ride over the wave, and she just thought that was the greatest thing ever. She could stand in the sand, you know, maybe in the 1 foot, 2 foot surf.
Right.
And then when a big wave was coming, we'd lift her up, and she couldn't get enough of that. And she was okay when it would hit her in the face. She'd spit it out and have fun with it. And she loved building sandcastles on the beach. And there was one very funny moment when she found a net in the rental house. They had a bunch of toys there. And I said, yeah, that's what you catch fish in. And she goes, okay, I want to go catch fish. So we wade into the water, and I'm saying, okay, we'll see some fish because it's clear. You know, you can see them swimming around. We were out there for 10 seconds. And she goes, we're not finding any fish. We're only finding water. I said, yeah, we're finding a lot of water. but no fish, and eventually we saw some, but of course you can't catch them in a net because you can't move it underwater.
Right.
But I am happy to report now she's
kids don't know that. They'll keep trying for forever if you let them, convinced that they're going to catch them.
Yes, or the fish will just magically swim into their net.
Right.
Like the fish has no eyes. But I am amazed, and I was talking to Corby about this because they go down there a lot, and his kids love the beach. And Corby and I are kind of at the same mindset. We love the beach, but we really love the mountains. And I have found in taking our daughter to both that kids love the beach. They like the mountains, but I think you have to grow into loving the mountains. And every kid loves the beach, and just watching her screaming with joy at playing in the water. I've never seen her scream with joy doing anything in the mountains.
Yeah, it's a little more of an acquired taste. Maybe there's a little more nuance involved in getting used to enjoying the mountains and the things, the activities that come with the mountains. I mean, on the beach, it's just, it's wide open as a kid, right?
And huge playground.
You can run.
You're in a big sandbox.
As far as the eye can see. And like, to your point, to ride those waves, it's still incredible to me when you get out there and let those things carry you away. So I can see why the little kids are so taken with it. We have a grandson who's 8 months old now. So I look forward to experiencing all these things with him.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. I love the mountains and you're right. It's a nuanced thing. You appreciate the views, the trees, the wildlife, but the beach.
You know, the hiking. Things that you have to typically be a little bit older to really
get
into. Yeah,
things like that. But I also really love the beach, having grown up, as I mentioned, going on our vacations to the beach. There's something ultra relaxing about the beach. When you get down there, your blood pressure drops. And the water was one day so calm that I was able to go out and actually do an ocean swim. I don't swim much anymore, but it was fun just to get out there and not have to worry about, you know, a wave capsizing you as you're trying to swim. And, I had a great time. We all had a great time. That stretch of Florida is really crowded from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic on that highway and the restaurants are packed. That's the only downside, I would say, of going there this time of year. But the weather was spectacular. We were going to the airport. This was Wednesday, I think it was. And we're listening to the ticket. And Conrad, our voice guy, comes on and he does one of his, you know, liners or identifiers that sounded something like this.
The ticket.
And in the back seat, after hearing that, I hear my daughter say this.
The ticket.
She said it once, and I immediately pulled out my phone and hit record. And I said, what did you say? And she says,
the ticket.
She tries to deepen her voice like Conrad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just thought that is the funniest thing that I think I've ever heard.
It is fantastic.
It's the first time I've ever heard her say that, and I said, and then after that, of course, I'm trying to mine her for more. I said, do you know where Daddy works? And she said,
the ticket.
It needs to be added to all the IDs now.
That needs to be our official station ID at the top of every hour.
Yeah, and then she could get residuals.
Yes.
Claim you're starting a fund for, but pocket it for yourself.
Great retirement idea.
For your illegal bike habit.
That is fantastic.
But yeah, kids at the beach. And now I see why my parents wanted to take us there every year. They loved it, number one. They loved going. But to see your kids growing up at the beach and playing at the beach and some of the funny things she said down there and crazy things down there. And it was also great because she was nonstop all day, full gas. So by 8 or 9 o'clock, man, she was out and slept hard, and we didn't have any problems putting her to bed every night.
I think it is something that, as we said, the very young can enjoy, and the very old find soothing as well because of those warm breezes. And I know, as somebody personally who's kind of coming to the end of things, it's very comforting for me to breathe that air and enjoy that warm water and, you know, just so many drinks on the beach.
I do see why people mostly want to retire at the beach versus the mountains. A lot of people retire in the mountains, but it is a harder life, a harder retirement in the mountains because of the altitude and the weather. You know, the cold winters can be really hard. Mm-hmm. And for people who are aging like yourself, gracefully, I might add, the warmer weather is a lot easier on your joints and things like that.
Yeah, having grown up in the cold, I have no desire to spend certain months in New Mexico, but I do love it there. We've been able to spend a little time there, too, and I can see what the attraction to that area is as well.
So a little vacation talk for you. We had a great time at the beach. Thumbs up to that 30A corridor. in the Florida Panhandle.
The ticket.
It's 8:32 on... Yeah, wait, let's sync this up, Jay. It's 8:32 on...
The ticket.
Coming up next, a Deep Throat informant to tell us what's really going on with Pete DeBoer and the Dallas Stars.